My name is Eddie. I'm 11 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Oksana Stelzinski. It is the little acts of kindness that make people feel welcomed, loved, and important. This is what Oksana Stelzinski told me about her story in America. Her story was a lesson to me and helped me to understand that I can feel good by making others feel joyous. I want to carry this understanding with me through the duration of my life. Oksana Stelzinski is originally from St. Petersburg, Russia. Although to an American, the idea that her family shared a communal apartment with two other families would appear challenging, Oksana was happy about her childhood lifestyle. Oksana was happy with these living arrangements even though she was squished in with two other families. Their apartment was very small, and having to share one kitchen between three families was very aggravating for everyone. When she was still young, the Soviet Union fell, and her family was able to move to their own apartment, which was still in St. Petersburg. At school in Russia, she started studying English, and this would help her to some extent in future years. In 2013, she met an American man in graduate school, and they eventually married. When Oksana moved to the U.S., she had some troubles, but also found something she really appreciated about the United States. When Oksana moved to America, she taught Russian to college students at Reed College in Oregon. Oksana found artists to speak English in America, even though she had studied it in Russia. The main thing that surprised me during our interview was the way she was fascinated by how nice people were here in America. Things happened that would not happen in Russia. She told us about how a bus halted at a bus stop and kneeled down for a handicapped lady. She was astounded by the acts of kindness. During my interview with Oksana, I was enraptured as she talked about the United States. She said the acts of kindness she witnessed was what she liked most about America. I am grateful that I know what struggles people have gone through, making me thankful about the way I live. I love Oksana's story and hope to hear others just as dazzling someday.